Sarah Dillion Show.
I'm Jared Dillion. This is the Jared Dillion Show. If you want to call to talk about your money, please call 844-305-7800. That's 844-305-7800. This is the Jared Dillion Show. So, you probably heard of a hedge fund, and you probably don't know what that is. A hedge fund is a private investment partnership, okay? It is less regulated than mutual funds under the Investment Company Act of 1940. That doesn't mean anything to you. It's a bunch of dudes trading stocks. The thing that makes hedge funds different is that they can pursue pretty much any strategy they want. I mean, if you're, you know, if you're a plain vanilla growth mutual fund manager, you can buy growth stocks and that's it. You can't short growth stocks. You can't trade options on growth stocks. You can't buy value stocks. You can't buy international stock. Like, that's, you have a mandate and that's all you can do. Hedge funds have mandates too, but really they can invest in any financial product they want. They can trade options. They can trade futures. They can short stocks. They can trade deals. They can do private equity. They can do venture capital. They can do all sorts of stuff. They do distressed investing, convert arbitrage, quant. Now, why do people invest in hedge funds? That's a good question. There's a bunch of reasons. One reason is because you can have exposure to a strategy that is less correlated with the stock market. You see, we just had a caller talking about his 401k, okay, his rollover IRA, and he wants to invest in stocks, okay? That's what most of us do. We have an IRA or a 401k. We put it in a target date fund or we put it in a bunch of mutual funds, and we're pretty much just long stocks, and we hope that stocks go up over time. But sometimes stocks go down, and sometimes they go down violently like they did last year. So if you're just an average investor and you load up your 401k with stocks, you know, you are vulnerable to these market shocks that could send the stock market down 30, 40, 50% or more. That's it. So a hedge fund gives you exposure to a strategy that is less correlated with the stock market. Okay. And there are hedge funds that just short stocks, and they haven't been doing very well lately. But you can do that to offset your other exposure. There are these things called tail risk hedge funds that buy out of the money options. And they usually do well when the market crashes. So they did really well last year, but most of the time they don't do very well. And they provide a hedge to portfolios that are mostly long stocks. So that is one reason why you invest in a hedge fund. Number two, you invest in a hedge fund to manage risk, okay? Because hedge funds operate in a different universe, okay? A mutual fund is a relative return vehicle. What does that mean? Well, if you own a growth mutual fund, it's going to be benchmarked to the S&P Growth Index. And all the mutual fund cares about is that they beat the index. So that means if the index goes down, they just want to go down less, right? So if the S&P 500 goes down 10% and a mutual fund goes down 6%, that's a victory. They're backslapping. Those guys are getting paid. They're getting bonuses. But they lost money, which seems kind of crazy. But that is what relative return is all about. And it's not just in stocks. It's also in bonds. You know, you can have a high yield mutual fund. They're trying to beat the high yield index. And if they beat the index, then they're happy, even if the index goes down, even if the mutual fund goes down. So that's relative return. Hedge funds operate in an absolute return universe. Okay. So what does that mean? Well, all that means is they're just trying to make money above and beyond the risk-free rate. And the risk-free rate right now is zero. So which basically means they're just trying to make money. But they're trying to do it in a very specific way. They're trying to make money while limiting their risk. So I've said this before in the show. you know, the ideal financial product existed in 1984, okay? And it was a savings account that returned 8% a year. If you invested money in a savings account, if you deposited money in a savings account and it earned 8% a year, you made money in a straight line fashion with no volatility. You earned a little bit of interest every day, and the interest compounded over time. Okay. That is the ideal financial product. Okay. So we don't have 8% interest rates these days. So we're trying to achieve that same risk return profile with other stuff, with stocks, with bonds, with currencies, whatever. Okay. And basically, let me explain this to you. If you have an S&P 500 mutual fund that returns 8% and it has a volatility of X, and then you have a hedge fund that returns 8% that has a volatility of X divided by 2, you have the same return for half the volatility, that would be a win. So that is what hedge funds try to do. They have these big multi-strategy hedge funds like Millennium and Exodus Point and Ballyasny and stuff like that. And the way these things work, and these are really big hedge funds, they're like $20 billion hedge funds. Like I said, they're multi-strategy, so they have pods, and they'll have a team of traders, and they'll have several pods, each pursuing their own strategy. And usually, we know when you have a bunch of different pods doing different things, they offset each other, and they're all making money at the same time, and they're canceling out the risk. So you get those returns with less risk, you know, and these types of hedge funds have been around for a while. I'll tell you what a hedge fund is not. It is not a magic money machine. You see, it sounds very sexy. It sounds something like rich people do. And, you know, there were days when, you know, you'd have cocktail parties out in the Hamptons and people would talk about their hedge funds. This one returned 40%. This one returned 60%. Okay. You know, there was a period of time when hedge funds were regularly underperforming index funds. This was back 2015, 16, 17, 18. And regardless of the underperformance, rich people love to invest in hedge funds. And they invest in hedge funds because hedge funds hedge. They own stocks and they're short stocks. They trade futures and options. They do all different kinds of strategies. Okay, we talked about absolute versus relative return. The goal of a hedge fund is to make money in all environments. Now, it's hard to do. You know, really what they're trying to do is make money when stocks go up, and they're trying to make money when stocks go down. Very, very difficult to do, but they do a much better job of it than mutual funds. You know, if you go back to 2008, I don't have the numbers with me, but you know, the stock market top to bottom from 2007 to 2009 was down 57%. I want to say the average hedge fund was down about 18%. Okay. So that is why people invest in hedge funds. So let's talk about the fees. The fee structure for hedge funds is very different from mutual funds. With a mutual fund, you have operating expenses, which could be low or high, but let's say on average about 75 basis points. Okay. So if you invested $10,000, you would be paying $75 in fees. Okay. A hedge fund has a completely different fee structure. Now, they used to call it 2 and 20. Now it's more like 1.5 and 15, and some of the fees are lower. But let's just say 2 and 20. What that means is that the hedge fund charges a 2% fee, 2% of assets, and then they charge 20% of performance. Okay. So if you have a $1 billion hedge fund and they charge a 2% fee, that's $20 million for the hedge fund. Then the performance fee, let's say they make 20%, so they make $200 million. So the hedge fund takes 20% of that, which is $40 million plus the $20 million for the expenses, and that's $60 million. So considering that a $1 billion hedge fund might have about 12 employees, you take $60 million and you split it 12 ways. That is a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good deal. So it can be pretty profitable to run a hedge fund, but it's a tough business. And there's been a lot of consolidation in the industry. If you go back 20 years ago, I mean, they're all like these teeny tiny hedge funds of about $40 million. Now there is more regulation and compliance, and you need a lot more scale. And there aren't that many hedge fund launches these days. And the big ones are getting bigger. You know, Bridgewater, I don't know where their assets are right now. At one point, they were up to $140 billion in assets, and there are some that are around $30 or $40 billion. You know, these are institutions. They're very, very big firms. They're not mom-and-pop shops. So there's a number of strategies that hedge funds can pursue, like equity long short, which is they buy stocks and they sell stocks. They buy cheap stocks and they sell expensive stocks. This is a very difficult way to make a living, as we saw with the GameStop blowup. You have global macro hedge funds, which are top down. They invest in interest rates, commodities, stocks, and currencies. They're not really in the business of picking stocks. We talked about multi-strategy. You have event-driven hedge funds, which do merger arbitrage, corporate events. What is merger arbitrage? The percentage chance that a deal gets done. Commodities is self-explanatory. Commodities, you have a lot of CTAs, which is kind of like a hedge fund for futures. Convertible arbitrage. Okay, you buy a convertible bond and you short the stock and you trade the volatility on the option. You have long-only hedge funds, and I actually invested in a long-only hedge fund. You have volatility hedge fund. There are many more volatility hedge funds these days, long and short volatility. You have quant hedge funds. These hedge funds use systematic strategies. All of these strategies try to make money in all environments. Can you invest in a hedge fund? Maybe. It actually takes less money than you think. I'm Jared Dillian. This is The Jared Dillian Show.
The Jared Dillian Show.